I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome in to a special episode of Inside Carolina's a Scoop. I'm your host, Ross Martin, joined by recruiting guru Don Callahan. This is a scoop brought to you by Johnny T-Shirt and Blue Shark Vodka. Welcome in, and thanks for listening. This is an emergency podcast. Five-star offensive tackle Zach Rice has committed to UNC. I'm your host, Ross Martin, live from Arden, North Carolina. Don's in the man tower. This is an emergency podcast, recording it after he committed. We didn't know what was going to happen. Don, what's going through your mind right now?
Well, I mean, Mac Brown has done it again as far as reeling in a pretty big fish. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, we didn't know. I mean, you didn't tell me. I'm not sure when you knew. You were super vague and weird about it all day. So I watched CBS HQ just like many of our subscribers and listeners did and found out what everybody else did. We decided to record after. A little risky, but after the enthusiasm and excitement of the moment. And if you had any intel, we figured it'd be better to record after. So unlike some of our previous emergency podcast, this is legitimately recorded after Zach Rice, a 24/7 Sports composite five-star offensive tackle, commits to UNC, ranked number 9 in the country, number 1 offensive tackle, number 1 player in the state of Virginia, from Liberty Christian Academy in Lynchburg, Virginia, 6'6", 285, becomes the second five-star to commit to UNC. Don, this has never happened in the history of Tar Heels that a 2 5-stars committed. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, it really is at the point now where I don't want to say is not surprising, but it's kind of, and I don't want to say it's expected, but it's at that point where it's like, okay, it's happening again, because, you know, Travis Shaw is who you're referring to as the other 5-star. And you just look back, since Mac Brown came in, actually right when Mac Brown came in, with Sam Howell flipping him from Florida State, which, you know, we've seen what he's done to the program. You had Dez Evans not too long ago, and a bunch of other guys, Javari Ritzy, Keyshawn Silver. I mean, just top ranked guys. You know, Drake May was flipped from Alabama. You know, I know the UNC fans aren't happy with what has happened on the football field on Saturdays, but on the recruiting trail, Mac Brown is definitely killing it.
Yeah, it is crazy. And you brought up a great point that UNC is 4-3 and many expected them to be 7-0 at this point. It hasn't been the on the field result hasn't lived up to the expectations, but they're still landing everyone that we thought they would land, if not more, with George Pettaway, with Travis Shaw, and now Zach Rice. How do you put into words what this commitment means for UNC?
Well, it's significant because if you look at the season right now, not to keep on bringing it back, but one of the many problems that the football team is having is that along the offensive line. And you're bringing in a 5-star, the number 1 offensive tackle in the nation, to at some point help improve the offensive line that North Carolina is fielding on Saturdays.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the one weakness of this team. One big weakness of UNC's current team is offensive line. And we've talked about a bunch about UNC's inability to land the big fish on the offensive line. They do that with 5-star Zach Rice. Now, from your knowledge, why did Rice pick UNC?
Well, this came down to just comfort. You know, he obviously felt the most comfortable at North Carolina and Virginia, but clearly felt just a little bit more comfortable at UNC. But then also, you know, he really talked about just wanting to go someplace where he felt like he could be developed, and North Carolina is where he feels like he has the best chance to be developed, to be that's his dream. If you watch the actual announcement, he mentioned that his goal is to retire his mom, which would obviously be, you know, that he could easily do that in his first contract in the NFL if he's a first rounder, if he lives up to that 5-star billing.
So what does Rice bring to UNC? What is UNC getting in 5-star Zach Rice?
I mean, he's getting a guy who will be able to anchor UNC's offensive line for multiple seasons. I know I saw Steve Wilfong mention that he's an instant impact guy who could be able to play on day one. That's certainly a possibility. The odds are not in his favor to do that. And I also think that while he has all the physical tools, is a huge step up. You know, he doesn't play bad competition, but it's not elite level competition where he's playing at in Virginia. So there, it's going to be a matter of what he's able to do heading into his freshman season on how much he plays as a true freshman.
It's important to note, like, this isn't some top 300 kid. UNC's getting a top 10 player, an elite recruit with great size, and experts think he's the number one tackle in the country in Zach Rice. You mentioned it, like, immediate impact. I mean, is there a chance he starts from day one? Anything else to add from that? I mean, I would think usually, especially tackles, take at least a year or two to develop.
Yeah, my feeling is that the best case scenario for him is that he gets into the rotation as a true freshman, and then maybe, you know, his true sophomore season, maybe that's when he becomes a starter. It's just so hard for offensive mm-hmm. linemen. And as I said, and not to dog his competition, I mean, but, you know, he's constantly stepping on the field on Friday nights, and he's clearly the largest human being on that field by far. So it's going to be a little bit of adjustment when you're going up against guys who are similar size to you.
Great. And we appreciate those staying on. We have a little bit of audio issues. Hopefully it's okay on your side. Now, his recruitment, you know, you mentioned a little bit, you know, what was it, weird? Was it strange? We didn't know until he picked UNC. What can you tell us about covering him as a recruit and prospect to get to this point where he did pick UNC, from the perspective of it being kind of weird and strange?
So, there's a couple of things. One, he really wanted to have this decision made before the season, but he just wasn't ready. You know, so for anyone who said he was in the bag, this and that, prior to this point, that wasn't the case. And he said he didn't make the decision until about 3 weeks ago. So that's the one thing. So he really, and he was right. He really didn't have the time to deal with the recruitment during the season, but he didn't have enough information to make that move. The other thing is that the process really kind of wore on him, and he mm-hmm. got tired of it very, very quickly. So oftentimes, you know, he would say, "Hey, I don't want to do an interview, but we can chat. You can ask some questions." So we would have like a 30-minute conversation, you know, and talk multiple times during the fall, which is great. And it was good to kind of get his thoughts and just to understand his thought process with things.
Were you surprised that he picked UNC? Like this last week, last 2 weeks, when it seemed like kind of momentum was going UVA's way, and honestly, I kind of thought that way, kind of just reading the tea leaves. Were you surprised when you picked the Tar Heels before you knew the answer?
Yes and no. I mean, the thing with him was that I always kind of was prepared for the unexpected a little bit, you know? So yeah. I never had like this, okay, this is where he's going. He's going to go to UVA. He's going to go to North Carolina. Or even if he would have picked Notre Dame, it wouldn't really have surprised me so much. And I mentioned this in the announcement primer. It's just, you know, I included him in the first two classes, but not the last two. But each time it was kind of a coin flip, and I was kind of using different sort of ways to kind of test myself on, should I include him? Should I not? and that's really, that's what his entire recruitment was. So yeah, I mean, yeah, the momentum felt like, even though it wasn't the case, but it felt like it was UVA. But obviously that was a lot of, you know, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just people kind of guessing on things, which actually we haven't even brought up the fact that happy birthday, Coach 2J at UVA.
How about that? Yeah, that was kind of weird. Like, I mean, for those who follow Inside Carolina and on the message boards and listen to the Scoop religiously, I think it was last week we said it was the offensive lineman's birthday today, which made a lot of people think, and us think, that he was committing to UVA, Rice, that is, committing to UVA on the birthday of the offensive line coach. Commits to UNC, which is kind of disrespectful in hindsight. He would pick that birthday. And we always heard that his affinity for Virginia was aligned to his relationship with the offensive line coach. So just another weird twist and turn with football recruiting. It's always unpredictable. And this is just another example. Rice, a guy we've covered for over 2 years. You know, one of the big, big names we started recovering, we started recording this podcast together. All right, Don, to close out UNC's 2022 class, it's now ranked number 9, I believe, if all the numbers kind of filter down on the 24/7 Sports. Travis Saul, Zach Rice, George Pettaway, and you get Amaron Hampton, Sebastian Cheeks. What do you think about this class and what the addition of Zach Rice means for it?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, this is going to be always going to be a small class. So it's great that it's ranked within the top 10 right now, but that's not going to last because the other classes are going to be much larger and they're going to push UNC out. And it is what it is. I mean, it's great to be top 10, but, you know, it's a small class, but if you look at it, it's a really impressive class. You know, you got Zach Rice, you got Travis Shaw, we talked about. And then, you know, guys that we completely don't talk about too much because of the two headliners, you know, Amaron Hampton, George Pettaway, another position that UNC has kind of been iffy at during this season. And the one guy who's producing the best, he's going to be graduating after the season. So, but you're bringing in 2 4-star running backs. You know, there's a bunch of other guys on this commitment list that the staff is really high on. You also still have Andre Green, another Virginia kid who remains on the board, who has some moves still yet to make. So we're still monitoring that, and that could change the complexion of this class also. I mean, it's going to be a solid class regardless, and there's going to be definitely more than one position on UNC's roster that's going to receive some really talented help.
Yeah, Tyshawn Chapman and Tayon Holloway, too, some of the earliest commitments from Virginia. All right, Don, you know, we did an emergency podcast with Travis Shaw. We did one with George Pettaway. The Zach Rice one was recorded after the commitment. We appreciate y'all staying on through the technical difficulties. Hopefully the audio is okay. I'm recording this from the mountains of North Carolina on UNC's bye week, bringing you this kind of content. 5-star Zach Rice commits to UNC. Don, anything else you want to add? What's he like as a person? Give us some insight.
Really nice kid. Definitely one of those guys, and I think this is why he kind of hated the interview stuff. Definitely kind of thinks out loud, you know, and kind of just starts saying things. And I think that some people kind of ran with some of that stuff, and that kind of turned him off a little bit. The one other thing I wanted to mention is that tip of the cap to Travis Shaw for really kind of keeping it quiet. You know, I mean, most people outside of his inner circle, nobody knew, as far as I know, until late last night.
So Travis Shaw knew. Zach Rice.
Zach Rice. Zach Rice.
Okay.
Zach Rice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little, you know, inside the hood here, inside baseball. Rarely do we get these anymore where you don't know the answer until he announced it. I did not know. Lies me a lot, so Don might have known.
Don does not lie.
Yeah, right. Don lies to me constantly, but I didn't know, and I was, you know, ready to record or work if he did commit, if he did not commit. So we didn't know going into this. So hopefully, capture that kind of excitement. UNC lands 5-star Zach Rice. UNC's class should move up to number 9 in the 24/7 Sports commitment list here. They have 15 commitments now, and they get an elite blue chipper in Zach Rice. He's the 3rd offensive lineman to commit. Shout out to my buddy, UNC alum, Jeff Joyce, here in Arden, North Carolina, for hosting this podcast. And shout out to Don for getting on. And Mac Brown.
Shout out to the social committee for the brownies.
That's right. And, you know, Mac Brown. For, you know, maybe the on-the-field stuff hasn't been as good but the recruiting has not missed a step in this class. And it just builds more and more hype for more and more seasons for the future for Mack Brown and UNC. Check out everything on Inside Carolina, guys. Subscribe to the podcast, Inside Carolina Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube page. And, of course, check out Johnny T-Shirt and Blue Shark Vodka. Appreciate their sponsorships. That's it for the Scoop Emergency Podcast. Five-star Zach Rice commits to UNC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.